What's good, everybody? This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and I'm here to talk to you about Two Loss Distribution. They are one of the most technologically advanced distributors in music. They distribute to more stores than any of the distributors around. They distribute, they give you 100% of your royalties. They only charge you $3 a month, and you have an instant option to get an advance from these guys. So if you're watching this and you want to be in the music business and you're trying to figure out how to get help, I'm here to tell you, go to twoloss.com and use the word GODS as your coupon code, and you get the first 3 months free.
It's Rick Broomfield, a.k.a. The Negotiator.
This is Ray Daniels, a.k.a. The Culture Referee, and welcome to Artist Spotlight, everybody! And today we're going to put... This is something that I've been wanting to do, and I want to say I think our guest has been wanting to do. We've been wanting to get in the room to do this for at least... I remember we mentioned it to each other last year, Grammys. Like, well, we're going to do something. So... Troy hit me about something going on, some artist development. It's been at the center of conversation, which I love. And I was like, bro, let's do a show ASAP. So everybody give it up for the legend, Troy Taylor. Let's go.
And, thank you. Appreciate it.
Troy, welcome. So Troy, there was a little bit of controversy over the weekend with Jermaine Dupri speaking about something you said. I just want to give you the floor to go discuss that. Then we gonna
okay. So it's real simple. I did a post. Actually, I made the post 2022, and it was about artist development and how the labels don't do how the major labels. I said major labels don't do artist development anymore.
Yeah.
And so of course that's repurposed content. So I reposted it, and ironically, he saw the post and he decided to make a comment. His comments, however, focused on he doesn't think that major labels ever did artist development. Well, the thing that got me was my main point was it's not being done now. And so he went into the history of his Motown. History of Motown and all of that, which... Motown is where, you know, he kind of got a little because in 1959, Berry Gordy asked for a loan from his family and created Motown. I don't consider Motown at that time a boutique label because it was the only label that at that time that was for
us. It was the start of everything. It was the start of our show. Yep.
And he had artist development to the max.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, artist development begins, in my opinion, with Motown.
Because they also had the because he was from Detroit, he had the factory mentality where it's like, here's your writers, here's your producers, here's your choreographers. So when artists went through it, you had everybody was in house.
Yes. So I got his point, and he is absolutely correct when he was talking about the boutique labels. I didn't dispute that at all, and I felt like, you know, that's all good and well, but again, who's doing it now? And are we going to wait for major labels to get a boutique label to do it, or are we going to do it because we know how to do it?
Exactly.
And so that's what started it with him and I. Pretty much, it wasn't a controversial thing. It was, I wanted people to realize, okay, still, after all said and done, who's doing it now?
But y'all both are speaking from the same position. Because y'all both kind of do the same thing. Well, y'all, that's our sound guy. That's not me. So I want to make sure you know.
Boo.
If you know, if the sound guy got his phone on, I have to tell everybody, turn their fucking phones off. What did that tell you? No. That's never happened. That's never happened again. And that's why you need a mic. So it's okay. Right. But what I was going to say was that you and Jermaine kind of are the same. You guys take talent. You don't just produce for them. You get into their minds, their brains. So I think y'all both are coming from the same place. It's just JD was speaking about who did it. And you're like, nigga, we need to be doing it now.
Exactly.
But it's the same
thing. It's the same thing. But artist development is so important that I don't want to talk about who did it because these kids don't care. They don't care what happened back in the 90s.
They call people born in 1990s kids. The kids call that you were born in the late 1900s.
Yeah.
They don't look at it. Everything about us is old to them.
Right.
That's talking about a 1959.
Right. So I don't want to reference anything that's quote unquote old to them. Yes. I want them to understand how important it is now.
Yep.
And ironically enough, they don't even really know what artist development is.
So let's get into it. That's what I want to do the show. So my thing is artist development for you. So let me just get into my thoughts on you, Troy. Mm-hmm. So if you're an artist and you don't know who Troy is, you're bugging. By the way, I stand by that. I was in the Apple store yesterday. Some young lady was like, what do you do? I'm like, what do you do? I'm in entertainment. She's like, I'm in entertainment too. And I'm like, and you don't know me? You're not in entertainment. and she looked up. It's not me being an asshole. It's kind of like, nigga, if you know sports, you know Stephen A. Smith. Even if you don't watch him, you know who he is. Mm-hmm. You know the talkers. You have to know the voices. But I always said, Troy, you aren't a producer. You are an institution. And it's funny because I almost feel like what JD said was right after looking at you, because you developed countless talent.
Yeah.
But you had one star assigned to you.
Yes.
If you were supported properly, which was I think JD is saying, then you would have had all of those artists signed to you. Mm-hmm. Then you would have been the cash money of R&B.
Yeah.
So I'm saying it to say that you are an institution. When people come to work with you, it's like, I look at you and me kind of the same. It's not you just working with this guy. It's an experience.
Yes.
Get your pen and pad out. Mm-hmm. Get your phone out. Get your shit out. Because if you pay attention, your life just changes.
Yes.
If you're thinking I'm going to change your life's not going to change.
Exactly.
But if you come in here and you pay attention to what I'm saying, I just change your life.
Mm-hmm.
You are that. What are your pillars of, or your thought process? So what I want to do, Rick, I want to act like I'm an artist. I'm an 18-year-old kid. I want to sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just found Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what you're looking for to even decide you want to work with me.
First question, who are you?
Okay, I'm gonna answer. I'm gonna try to answer.
Yeah.
I just graduated high school. I like girls and I want to make a whole lot of money. That's who I am right now. I don't know much about myself.
So is that why you want to do this?
Yeah. I want to sing because I want to get the girls and the money.
Okay.
Like Trey Songz. I saw what you did with him.
Okay.
Yeah, for me.
All right. Then you don't need to do this.
I was waiting to see how long it took for that answer to come out.
I was trying to be nice.
Don't be nice. This is perfect. I want people. No. Let me tell you something, Troy. I just got to say this. I think America, Black America in particular, is fucked up because we don't have. I got a new iPhone, guys. I don't know how to work. It's a 15. You got to press a button. It tells you it's silent, but it's not. But anyway, what was I talking about?
You don't want to do this. I said you don't want to do this.
No. What I was saying is that people come to people like yourself and say, I want to do this. And they want to get you in. But I'm asking you before you even, but what would make you interested enough to change, to say, you know what? I could change the mentality.
Okay. So when I do masterclass seminars, one of the things that I say is, you know, the music industry is the most horrible, disgusting, disrespectful, evil, terrible thing. You really don't want to do this and you don't know it. But since you're here.
Yep.
So after they say that, what you just said, I'll say, okay, let's hear your music. But before I hear your music, what's your Instagram? Mm. If I go to the Instagram and you say you're a singer and I see nothing but pictures, yeah, whatever.
We have a problem.
We have a problem because what is this?
Yeah.
Why am I not hearing you singing?
Your social media is your digital resume.
It's your digital resume. It's your bio. It is who you are.
Yep.
And if I look on there and I don't see what you said, okay, you said you want the girls. I'm looking on your page. You don't look sexy.
Yep.
What do the girls want?
Yep.
Look at the angles you're choosing. The angles ain't even right. Do you even know what girls look at?
Mm.
I could tell you don't, because the way your picture's such. So I'll take what you say.
Yeah.
But I'll break it down.
Exactly.
And say, oh, you don't want to do this. You know how I know? Because look at your page. Look at this picture right here. What's that?
Yep.
You didn't even have a haircut. Your nails ain't even done. Dusty. What girl wants you to touch them? Your nails ain't even done.
Institution, guys. You hear how this man talking? I ain't never referred to nails up here. This guy's an institution. Keep going.
I'll challenge any chick that I'll ask, do you want a nigga touching you with dirty fingernails?
No.
At all?
Nope.
Because they looking.
They are.
They look down. Girl, and your lips, crusty. Come on, man. You see what I'm saying? Like, so I'm looking at all of this in front of me and I'm hearing what you're saying and I'm taking what you're saying into consideration at that moment in real time.
Yeah.
It don't even add up what you said.
And what I like to do is you seem the same way. I just hold the mirror up and say, hey, this is how I develop. I'm like, here's a picture of what you want to be. Here's a picture of you. Here's the mirror looking at you. What is missing? And if you can't identify the two things between you and whoever you look up to, you're not going to work anyway. Because the most important thing you have to be successful in this business is honest with yourself.
Yes.
Especially as an artist.
And that answer is not honest with yourself.
Nope.
Can't be, because you want to get the girls? Okay, I'm still with you now. So did you get the girls in high school?
No, that's why I'm starting to sing.
So you think that singing is going to capture the girls?
I want to be like Trey, man. You said I want to be like Trey, man. Trey got the girls singing everything. I want to be like Trey.
Trey did get the
girls.
What
made you like Trey?
But Trey 18. Had them in high school.
So he already had it, see?
He was already a ladies' man in high school. And I knew that. Little skinny nigga, white beater don't even fit him. You couldn't tell him that. As a matter of fact, jumping forward, when he got on stage, the first thing to go in the first few seconds is the shirt.
Yep.
And he's just as scrawny as he want to be.
Yep.
He didn't care.
Yep.
And they screamed just as if he was a buff. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, put that on airplane mode. I thought I did. Anyway, so I look at all these things in hopes that you wouldn't say the ladies and all of that, in hopes that you say that you want your craft to get out there and you want people to hear your music. But if we go there, I have to look at you and who you are right now, and I have to dig in a little bit more into you as a young man, as a person, to say, okay, all right, I ain't press play at all, but just looking at you, I'm not interested.
So you're interested from the look also. You got to see it also and hear.
I mean, as superficial as this music industry is, unfortunately it matters.
Yeah.
Because the kids now, they swipe so fast.
Mm-hmm.
The one little thing that they see that they don't like, they're onto the, did you hear his music?
Mm-mm. Nope.
Why? Did you see the singer? He's happy like, blah, blah. Like, what if he's dope and talented?
Mm-mm.
And then the most important one, I believe that a star is when someone wants to be you.
Yes, I do.
I'm looking at you, and at that point, it's like, why would a nigga want to be you? You ain't even giving him something to say. Yo, I just like the way you wear. Like, those are off-brand kicks, but the way you wear them, like, yo, every time I go to your page just to see how you going to dress. That tells me, oh, you got something.
Yeah.
So now I want to press play.
Yeah.
If that music better match what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't, we'll start there.
So, question. Glad we went there. What, in Troy's mind, what matters more? Having an it factor, like you just said, or someone that doesn't have the it factor, but has the it music?
That's a good question. Very good question, because they both are the same to me.
Me too.
I could see someone in the grocery store and just, yo, what do you do? Girl or guy?
Yeah.
Okay. So you don't sing or anything? No. Okay. Just wanted to let you know that you have
something. Yeah.
And if you wanted to pursue it, I'm telling you now.
Because what you're speaking about now is, well, I think we're focusing on is the difference between being a star and being talented.
Yes.
It's like the difference between being a movie star and being an actor.
Yes.
Like, some of y'all are actors,
mm-hmm.
but movie stars have that factor.
Yes. They got that thing.
Superstars have that factor.
Mm-hmm.
You can rap good, like, but do you have that charisma? Do you,
that
like
aura, you said, like I always factor.
Say, like, do you, like, you know what I say? I say, are people going to want to dress up like you for Halloween?
Yes. That's why I said.
That's how we know. If they want to dress up like you for Halloween, then we got something.
That's why I said, who wants to be you?
Yep, exactly.
I don't see why anybody looking to want to be you and go to your page and constantly just see what you're doing.
Yeah.
Just start there.
Yeah.
Again, this is all before you press play.
So now you say, you know what? I'm going to give you a chance in the university. I'm in. What do you... And by the way, I don't mind answering this either. I would love to, like, exchange notes, because you're a master at this. And I feel like I am too. But I've been wanting to have this conversation with you forever because you are in a what we call, I guess, the soft man world, which is R&B, mm-hmm. but you not soft on them.
No.
You hard as a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen clips of you. I've heard, mm-hmm. I had a group that came and sung for you, mm-hmm. and I couldn't make it till when they came. Brandon Reister brought them over to you, mm-hmm. and he said, boy, Troy ripped they asses apart. He went in, what are you doing? And I'm like, damn, in R&B, you bring that energy. And what I was saying earlier was that I think the biggest problem with our culture is that it feels like the black man's voice is lost in it.
Yeah.
And the black man is the protector. Mm-hmm. And that's not just of my woman. That's of my family.
Yes.
That's of my name. Yeah. That's of our legacy. So sometimes in protecting of the legacy and protecting of or trying to sue something up, it's not going to always be pretty.
No,
like there's a story of Ron Artest's documentary where he was from Queensbridge and his dad would have him outside in the freezing cold, no fucking shirt on, in the freezing cold in Queensbridge in the middle of winter playing basketball 1-on-1 and was like preparing him for the world. Now, some people, a mother might say that's too much.
Yeah,
but
sure.
A father understands, I need to see where he's going to bend.
Mm-hmm.
You know that.
Yes.
And to me, I feel like our whole culture is bending
mm-hmm.
because we don't have a masculine voice saying, we ain't got to do that. You know, like dad always said, we ain't doing that.
Yeah.
You know, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and when she came home, she said one day, she was like, her sister was like, my girl's kids, her sister was like, she's dating a guy. I was like, okay. I said, tell me about her. He's a basketball player. I'm like, that's what you want to tell me?
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck if he plays basketball.
Like, that's right. What is he about?
But that's my point. In the female world, that's what you're supposed to ask. What do you do? Who are you? I get that. But in the male world, it's not what do you do, it's who are you?
Yes.
Because we understand if who you are is right, you can do anything.
Yep.
That's what a man understands. Because mm-hmm. I was a loser at one point, I changed. That's why I love how you do it because, I'm going to tell y'all something. I'm going to say this. We had an event this weekend. I take a picture. Troy whispers something in my ear. Troy could have easily said to me, he critiqued me. I could have easily been like, nigga, when he said, I was like, damn, let me try that the next time. He said, stand straight in your pictures and hold your shoulders up. Sometimes you slouch. I know I slouch because I kind of get comfortable. And he said that, I was like, damn. Now just think about me at this point in my life, I could have easily been like, nigga, fuck you.
Yeah, yeah.
Nah,
yeah.
I want to be the greatest. And if you saw something about me that would make
that's
me better,
a pet peeve
but,
of mine.
But when you said it, I received it.
Yeah.
I could easily not receive it.
And you knew exactly what I was talking about.
Exactly what you were talking about.
Yep.
Because I'm honest with myself.
Yes.
See what I'm saying? So for me, when I see you, I'm just like, when you're looking at an artist, I just want to know, in Troy's mind.
I get into it.
What do you get into?
Ooh, man. I go where you're technically not supposed to go. And when I say that, first of all, I've always been the taboo. What's the taboo? The taboo is I will take you in and develop you without signing you first.
Me too.
And people are, Troy, you're going to do all this work and they're going to go off and make somebody else money. Well, then they weren't meant to be with me.
They want for me anyway.
It's just that simple. I'm not for everybody.
I'm not.
But while you're here, let's see what you get.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Let me pour into you, whether you're for me or not.
Yeah.
But the fact that I love this and you want to do this and I actually have the freaking knowledge to give you, how could I watch you there at the thing and you was taking pictures and I saw the thing and it's a comfort zone, let me get my position. I want to punch him in the back.
Yep.
Like
straight.
And so I know Ray, so I felt comfortable enough to say, and it wasn't about me.
Mm-mm.
I'm telling Ray. No, it's a stop doing
you
that.
You see something that I don't see. That's that's what artist development is.
That's what
and
it
that
is.
That is what's missing.
And that's what's missing. Now. So I go there. I want to know your insecurities.
Yeah.
Because they're going to pick you apart. Matter of fact, that's the first thing they're going to do is rip you apart. Can you handle it? Oh, I'm looking at your page. I don't think so. You're always covering your face. You're always slouching. You're always da-da-da-da. That shows lack of confidence.
Yep.
So why do you do that?
Mm-hmm.
What you mean? What do you do? They get defensive. Okay, you're defensive now. So that means you're going to clap back at people, which you're going to mess up your brand. See, all these little things I start picking apart because I got to prepare you.
Yeah.
And it's worse now than when we were coming up.
Way worse.
Because we got social media.
So now you're hearing it in real time.
Yes, right away.
And you're also getting ignored fast.
I mean, so fast. It's
yep, you're getting ignored.
It's so it's like, if I'm gonna do this, like, say you are actually good.
Yeah.
You're actually good, and I'm like, okay, do you wanna write or do you wanna produce? What do you wanna do as an artist? Do you care about that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Okay, you don't. Let's say you don't. I'm not a good writer. Okay, so have you been networking with anybody? First and foremost, who has a song out that you wish was yours?
That's the question. That's my first question.
Yeah.
My first question when I start with an artist is that's the part two. The first question I ask artists when I work with them is, how many songs you got recorded? They love when they think that's a chance to put their dick on the table. 300.
Yeah.
You got 300 songs recorded and you still need me? No disrespect. That's the mirror. Like,
yeah.
That's
they don't know that stunt is like,
they don't but
it's the opposite effect.
But here's why it's important though. And for you guys like yourself and guys like myself and Rick, this is why it's important. Because like you said, I said something to Ray, but I knew him well enough to feel comfortable to say it.
Yeah.
That's the part.
Important.
That's the part.
Are you approachable? Are you teachable? Are you coachable?
Do you want to be? Like, as great as Michael Jordan is, as great as Kobe Bryant is, as great as LeBron is, you name them all, they all had to be coached.
Yes.
There are people outside the NBA that are just as good as the players in the NBA.
Yep.
Why aren't they in the NBA? Because they don't allow themselves to be coached.
Woo,
and that's why people aren't working as artists. It's like, what do you want? And my thing is whatever you want, I want that for a mental note.
Yes.
Because I'm going to get you there.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to say, now what? Mm-hmm. And that's when you got to face, I really want to be great.
This I really want to be great. Oh my gosh, this thing is deep.
This thing is deep.
It's deeper than what they say they want. And I'm like, yo, you don't understand. This ain't no game.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It is a game.
It is a game.
But it ain't.
But it's not a game at the same time.
Hey, it's a game where the stakes are high.
Yes.
Where you can actually change your life if you win.
Gosh.
And you know what it is? See, I just want to say this, guys. Troy and I have never talked about this.
No.
But I can see the frustration in him.
Oh.
Because people like him, Rick, and myself don't get anywhere without an artist.
Yes.
That wants to listen.
Yes.
So now I got to ask you another question. Mm. You've developed, by the way, I want to dive into something you said, because I think that's important to talk about the money part where you said if you have money, and we spoke about that. My thing is, I lost my train of thought. I know that's my guy coming, so I'm just like making sure that is. But I want to dissect something you said when you said, what kind of song do you want to make?
Yeah. Or what's out now that you wish was yours?
I always say, give me a hit in the last 10 years that you wish was yours.
Mm-hmm.
A hit, though, not a regular record.
No, but wait. Watch this.
go ahead.
Watch this. I don't do that first because I want to see what they say.
Yeah.
And when they say like a song, like it was the album cut, because, you know, that's their favorite song. I'm like, okay, so you do know that wasn't a hit record.
Yep.
And they go, what you mean that wasn't a hit? So now I know you're not paying attention to hit songs.
Yes.
Okay, I'm giving you a chance. Give me a hit song that's out now that you wish was yours.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that's who you want to be.
Yes.
That's you just, every time you hear that song, you see yourself singing it.
Yes.
Then they start thinking. Now, I get into this really.
Me too.
The fact that they think. You're taking too long.
Yep.
You're taking way too long from me. I'm sorry. If it's 5 seconds, you took too long. Soon as somebody asks you that question,
can I tell you why? This is a mistake artists make. They pray for opportunities. They don't prepare for them.
They don't pray.
And if you're praying for someone to change your life, but you don't realize that you change your life by being prepared when you meet that someone.
Yep. Prep is important.
There's nothing you can ask me about music or anything in this entire ecosystem that I don't have a thought about.
Right. At least a thought.
Because I'm in it.
Yep.
And I love it. And I have to see myself in it. So I want to ask you a question. You said, Trey. I know what I was going to talk about. People said you're taboo because you say you don't sign acts. Now, I want to say this. I agree with you. Mm-hmm. I actually think that's how we all should do business. I think the reason why the business is so fucked up is because of paperwork gangsters.
Mm-hmm.
Here's why I say that. Because it's like signing someone is like being married.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes.
You don't get married the day you meet someone.
No.
Or within 30 days, unless it's a game show or you're just desperate to get married, right? So if that's the case, then that's what a dating period is for.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's the boyfriend-girlfriend period. And to me, that's how I look at music. Mm-hmm. Let's just date real quick. Let me see who you are mm-hmm. on the first couple of dates. Who you are going to show up, and then I can know how much to give. Because mm-hmm. I can tell you this. There's no amount of paperwork that can keep someone with you.
No, not at all.
There's no amount of paperwork that keeps someone with you that doesn't want to be with you.
If they don't want to be with you, I don't care how thick that paper is.
I don't care. And that's what I'm saying.
They'll make it ugly.
It doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. And they'll sign with somebody else in the middle of you.
What? That happens. That's what I'm saying. So my thing is, and I know, and you know this,
mm-hmm.
this is what they don't understand. Let's give them a secret. Let's mm-hmm. break this down. We're not judging you for not wanting to sign.
No.
That's not what we're judging you. But what we're saying is that every time you write your name on a piece of paper or promise somebody something, you sold a piece of yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? And the hard part is that what we know is that by the time you finally get that opportunity, you're going to have sold everything, and it's not going to be nothing for you to do anyway. So it's not we're telling you to be loyal because we're trying to see how you could be with us. It's just, dog, people are watching. And mm-hmm. I don't think people know how much successful people aren't successful by mistake.
No.
They don't miss a fucking detail.
Nope.
No, they don't. I.e., you saying Ray stand up straight. That's not a detail that you missed. That's a detail that I missed.
Mm-hmm.
I caught it. It's implemented in my life. Yep. And it's going forward. That's because I want to be successful mm-hmm. more than I want to be right.
Right.
And a lot of these people just want to be right.
They want to, yeah.
They
yeah.
just want, they want to. So I can imagine how many people came in your office, came in your studio, you ripped them apart, and they probably said, watch me prove to this nigga
ego
where I'm
going. Pride
bro,
powerful.
He's only ripping you apart because he knows what it's going to take to make it, and he knows you don't have it.
And the part, the funny part is, if you know me, you know I am only hard when I believe in you. The last thing you want me to do is go, okay, cool.
Keep going.
Do your thing. That's what you don't want.
Meanwhile,
you don't want that.
Tuned you out.
You yeah, don't want. But if I'm like, out. Hey man, come on. No. Like, ooh, cause we talking about artist development. Artist development is so many different. When you walk into a room, development. When you sit, development. The way you dress, development. The way you look, development. Sing, development.
What you record, singing about?
What you singing about?
Singing
the lyrics,
style.
Everything, yo,
it's so intricate. See how you getting into it right now? I feel you. It's so intricate. And it's like my thing is, I'm talking to you. I'm like, it's so intricate that you need to shut the fuck up and get in line and say yes, sir, and do your part, because there's so many things you have to learn, and we don't have a lot of time, and we can't develop you behind a curtain anymore.
Right.
Nope. We got to develop you in front of on the stage everybody. Now. So now the stakes are higher.
Yep.
It's way higher. Mm-hmm. And for me, I'm like, dog, I get nothing if we don't win. And I have to have something.
Yep.
So I only want to pick winners. And before I even get in bed with anybody, I'm studying you. I'm watching how you react to disappointment. I'm watching how you react to failure. I'm watching how you react to wins. I'm watching how you react when you get your first check.
Yeah.
Nigga, did you? Money. If you came to my house every day at 3:00 on that Monday through Friday, you get your first check, and now you tell me I can't come today?
Yo, 3:30. You came 3:00,
and you show up at 3:30.
And you start showing up at 3:30. People don't know.
I'm deep. I love it. I love it.
3:30.
I am the same. Dog, I had these producers a couple years ago. Been developing them little hungry niggas in the studio making beats every day. I was like, you know what? I'm a bet on y'all. I call Zach Katz.
Zach
is running BMG. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, bro. I got these producers I need a deal for. Zach was like, how much you need? I said, I don't know, man. They knew they've been in the studio working every day for 6 months for nothing. Let's give them like $35,000 for their pocket. They don't have no placements yet. Man, listen, that 7 months they was in the studio, I never knew what a 4 for $4 was from Wendy's until them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just like, Ray, you get $10, I'm only 2 4 for $4. I'm mm-hmm. like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah.
So, nigga, and all of a sudden, man, I'll be sitting here. We doing the interview. They walk by. Where y'all going? I was gonna get something to eat real quick. Something to eat real quick. What y'all gonna get? Benihana. As soon as they said, this is as crazy as this sounds. At that moment, Troy, I checked out of them. I checked out.
Because you saw it.
Dog, that's what I want people to understand. The minute that I saw them going to Benihana's, I'm like, I gotta check out on y'all. Because that's who y'all really are.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all needed money. Y'all was waiting to get paid to go do that.
Yep.
Nah, nigga, you do this every day and you get paid and paid and paid and
that.
Paid.
They don't know. So I have this system. I have a system called, in the beginning, listen and do.
Yep.
The system is very simple. Listen, do. Listen, do. Listen, do. I ask you a question. Okay. Listen, do. Listen, do. Listen, do. I ask you a question. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Listen, do. Listen, do. Listen, do. Ask you a question. What do you think? Try it.
Yep. Do I say learn and apply. That's my version. I'm saying do not learn if you're not going to apply.
Right.
I have a community that and I do go weekly with them, and I'm like, I get frustrated because they're so excited to hear me talk, but I'm like, y'all don't get it. I'm in it. I love this shit.
Yeah.
I've been to the top of the charts. I want to stay there, my nigga. And all you got to do is shut the fuck up and listen.
Boom. So that's why it's listen and do, because not only is it the test to see if you're going to listen, it's the test to see if you're going to do without asking me questions. Because I said listen, do. I ain't say, so what does that mean? Soon as I say do something, if you go, huh?
You didn't pay attention.
See? Nope. See? The huh?
Boy, what's your sign?
I see your reaction now.
What's your sign, bro?
Ooh. I'm a Gemini.
Oh, he crazy. Oh, this nigga is crazy.
The huh got me. The huh, what? I know you heard me because you're standing right there. I know you heard me. The huh tells me you didn't agree with what I asked you to do.
Yep.
That's what the huh meant.
Yeah.
They heard you.
Yeah.
So you huh me. Come on, dude. I know. Nah, I didn't understand. Say I didn't understand.
Yeah.
Don't say huh.
Yeah.
And so people would go, oh, Troy, come on, man. That's too much. See, if it's going to be all like, you think I'm bad?
Can I tell you the difference, Troy? Let me tell you what it is for the people listening. What Troy knows is that the other people that get that version of you are not going to care enough to tell. When you walk out the door, they're going to be like, glad that's over with. That's what he knows,
basically.
And what you don't understand is the key to this staying in this game is being invited back.
Yes.
Being invited back. You could be a dick. I'm a dick. Troy's a dick.
Yes.
But we smart dicks. You got to be a smart dick. You going to be a dick. Because... And to be honest with you, I'm not gonna say we smart. We're great. That's why Michael Jordan is frustrated when he can't. It's like, I am so dedicated to this. If Troy said, Ray, it's three documentaries that you gotta watch, I am watching that shit tonight.
Same here.
And by the way, if I don't understand what you told me to look for, I'll call you.
Yeah.
Help me explain. Mm-hmm. Explain to me, because I want to get it. Because I know the more I get, the more opportunities I have to feed my family.
Yes.
And that's what they don't get.
No.
They want the money, the cars, the clothes, the hoes. They want to be successful. No pun intended.
But now, let's go back to that 15-year-old Trey Songz. He's standing in front of me. First of all, I was just doing my ex-partner at the time a favor. You know, my boy wants you to listen to his son sing. And so I said, okay, you know, he kept asking him. So he finally asked me to do it. So had him come over, and he came over, and he had this big Chiefs jersey, hockey jersey. And he small and big head and just skinny and big feet. And I'm looking, and I'm just like, okay. And so he comes downstairs in the basement, and I said, okay, so you sing? He said, yeah. And so I said, okay, sing something. And so he sang Donnell Jones, Where I Wanna Be. And now he's 15. He's never done anything before. But because I'm so into this, I noticed he didn't drift in key. You know, some people sing a cappella, they drift in key. Because there's no music.
Can you give me an example, if you don't mind?
I says, I left my baby girl a message saying I won't be coming home. Rather be alone. You see why I just changed the key?
No. So how did it really go? So I'm listening for. I really want to know. By the way, I'm a student. I want to understand.
So
it.
I said, I left my baby girl.
This the right way, the wrong way.
You say this is the right way. Saying okay. I won't be coming home. Rather be alone. She doesn't. Wrong. I said, I left my baby girl a message. Trying to say I won't come home.
Oh, got you.
Rather be alone.
They make they do their own interpretation.
And not only that, they
ruin it.
Off the key. And I'm like, so that means your ear.
Yeah.
Trey didn't do that. Trey sang the whole thing in the right key, never drifted, caught my ear. Oh, okay. So you write, you say you write? He said, yeah. Pulled out a piece of paper in the back of his pocket, and he opened it up and he sang a song. What I noticed right off the bat, he sang a verse, a hook, than the second verse.
He had it formatted.
Oh, now he doesn't know what he's doing.
That's the beauty. That's why you're excited.
Yes.
That's why I'm smiling so big, because he don't even know. So he did it right.
I'm like looking at him. I'm like, okay, come over here. Come over here for a second. So I had him come over to the keyboard. I lived in Jersey at that time, in Teaneck, New Jersey. I had him come over to the keyboard. And I said, I got a little, I think I got a piano. And so I said, when I point to you, I want you to sing the hook part. I said, the hook part, right? He goes, what's that?
So he was writing hooks, didn't even know he was writing hooks.
I said, the hook is this part right here. Oh. So I said, the chord. Okay. Anyway, sing that part.
That was exciting for you, kind
yes.
of, right?
Yes, because you see how intricate
I'm being. Look at me. I'm excited really with you. I'm like, yeah.
He came to the piano. Yeah. Oh, wow. Like, yeah. So I'm,
they didn't know what a hook was, yes, which is
I'm
like,
figuring yeah. out the chords. The kid had format and didn't know he had format, didn't know what it was. So now I figure out the chords to the hook part. And so I put the whole beat together right there.
Yeah.
And he's just like, his mouth, like, he don't know what to do. He's never been in a studio. He's never recorded. He's never done any of that.
Yep.
So I put the whole thing together, and that was D88s by then. Mm-hmm. It wasn't Pro Tools. It wasn't all this fancy auto-tuning and all that stuff. D88s. I put the whole thing together. I set him up. I pulled the seat up. I don't do vocal boosts. I hate vocal boosts. Anyway, I pulled the seat up, put the mic in front of him, put the headphone on, told him take one off. And I said, when I point to you, I want you to sing the hook. Now he knows what the hook is.
Yep.
So he sang the hook. I was like, cool, cool. Very good, man. You did good. Like, he sang it and didn't drift, because he didn't drift. And he stayed on beat, mm-hmm. you know. And I was like, okay, cool. Now I'm going to give you some harmonies. He goes,
What's that?
Gee. Okay, you know in church when they got the soprano, alto, and tenor? He's like, oh, yeah, I'm going to give you another part. Because now I want to see if he's going to drift.
Yep.
You know, singers, if you sing together and you get on my note, it's like, nigga, get on my note. You know what I mean? So he had the melody, so I gave him a harmony note. This kid sang the actual harmony note without drifting down to the melody. He kept the note. I'm like,
it's different.
Okay. Let me give you another note. Okay. Gave him another note, and he had to get the movement of it, and he did. He got it. All three part harmonies. Now I filled in the rest just to show him more of how to embellish on this. But I wanted to see how he followed A, instructions. Even when he didn't know, he asked. And once I told him, he did. And from that point on, we finished that song. It was called All the Things. And he finished that song. He played it for his mom. His mom called me. April called me and just like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Okay, okay. What does he need to do? What does he really wants to do this? This is what he wants to do. And he lived in Petersburg, Virginia. So I said, well, get him a SkyTel pager. We had a SkyTel pager so that I can keep in touch with him.
SkyTel.
I need to talk to him on a daily. Just, he's sick. He's 15. It was August. And so it was like, he goes back home. And so it was like, when he has a break, he can come back.
Yeah.
And he spent a lot of his school breaks back. He came back to Jersey just to hang with me.
Yeah.
And so all the way up to the summer.
Yep.
And when he came for the summer, he was 16 by that point. Mm-hmm. And he spent the whole summer with me. Mm-hmm. The whole summer, meaning when I go to the studio, he's right there. He's just sitting right there, no matter what. And one thing about Trey is Trey pays attention to everything.
Yeah.
We would go to the studio, have a whole session, we would come back and talk about it. And I'm like, did you see when da 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 da? Yup. Cause he said da 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 da.
You noticed that?
Yeah. And he was doing it. I was like, whoa. And I'm like, this guy got a whole recap of this.
Yeah.
I do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Even when I'm just by myself. And he had a whole and then from that point on, so 16. I said he was a ladies man.
Yeah.
Mr. Ladies Man had a girlfriend at the time, and he was being a ladies man, and his girl got tired of it. Then he found out his girl was starting to see another dude, and that whole summer Trey was messed up.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey man, his whole attention span, everything. I was like, you know, it's funny because you, why are you mad? You doing the same, you do the same thing she did. Like, you, how are you mad about this? You know what? Write about it. Since you mad, put it in a song. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. But the nerve of you to get mad because I told you if you don't treat her right.
Yeah, she gonna leave.
Unfortunately, that's where Trey's songs began. Let me go back to how he got the name, though. So he did the songs. I put it on CD, and I put on the CD Trey's songs. Like, he had did some songs, Trey's songs with an S. So one day he called me. He was like, yo, I got a name. I said, name for what? I said, my name, my artist name. I was like, oh, okay, what? Trey Songz. What do you mean? No, but with a Z, though.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, what did your boys think? He had some boys that he grew up with that they were very, very close. Yep. And I knew if anybody going to rip him a piece,
it's them.
It's them. Yep. Them. So I said, what did they say? And he was like, they like it. I was like, he said, I said I didn't like it. I didn't say I didn't like it. I was just questioning it.
But okay. No, it's not that. What he didn't understand was that him at 16 doesn't see the entire world the way you do as a grown man.
Yes, so I have to.
So you're looking at, how does this work in Africa? How does this work in London? So he doesn't understand it.
That's around the scope of things. So that was his name, and that's how it became. And so when he graduated, Delonte, I was with Delonte at the time, and Bob Fish. And so Delonte was my manager at that time. And so to keep it together, I just had him be Trey's manager. So we keep it close knit, and it really worked. Delonte gave his knowledge, Bob Fish gave his knowledge, and we poured into him.
Yeah.
And he was just so receptive and so on it. And to this day, I always say the best student I ever had was Trey Songz.
But I want to say this, though, for anybody listening. Mm. Notice, he was 15. Notice, every time you asked him a question, he said he didn't know. It didn't bother you he didn't know. We don't want you to know everything.
No.
We just need you to know how to do you.
Mm-hmm.
So when I tell you, here's how to do you, then it transfers now. Because what we're trying to figure out is how to show you to the world, right?
Yes.
It's kind of like we're like the guys that come on stage and say, and now we got this. And the crowd doesn't react. Drums are ta-da-da. Oh, they don't like that? All right, cool. You come in. What about this? They like this. I like this then. That we're not trying. That they punish us.
Mm-hmm.
Because they think that we're trying to implement our shit on them. No, we're just trying to implement the rules that it takes to win on talent that deserves it.
Yes.
But some of y'all motherfuckers don't deserve it.
No, that's a whole nother conversation. That's a whole nother conversation. One of my favorite movies is The Idolmaker. If you don't know anything that I'm talking about and you don't know any of the names, you're responsible for research.
Yep.
Now back. So The Idolmaker, it is a very good movie, and I love that movie because it incorporates actually what we do, and it tells a story. And you know, you just watch the movie, you'll see.
I'm gonna watch The Idolmaker tonight.
It's so cool. You're gonna love it.
But it's this thing you should watch. Since we brought up movies, it's this thing called The Power of Film on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
Incredible.
It's called what?
The Power of Film.
Oh, film. Okay.
Imagine you talking about the power of music,
mm-hmm,
and talking about every song in history.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, and this, he breaks down mental, because it's all the mentality of the audience.
Mm-hmm.
So he breaks down, like, he says, it's this thing he said, I just gotta say this because it was so good. He said, every movie starts off with someone, the main character, showing us, the audience, their fate.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point, they wake up and realize that they have to decide their destiny.
Yes.
Because fate is what is set for you. Destiny is what you choose. And then they start breaking down. Now, one other thing he said, every movie ever made, he said 90% of movies ever made could all be called trapped. Because all films are about is people being stuck in scenarios, whether it's I'm in the hood, I'm trying to get out and juice, whether it's boys in the hood, trapped. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like they was trapped in the hood, right? And then he breaks down like the mentality of the audience. And that's what you are.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I love hearing you, because as much as I know, guys, I don't understand the notes going off. I just know what I just know what sounds good.
You know when it's wrong, though.
Yeah, but I don't, you know, but I don't understand. Wrong, but you can't, I don't understand to identify it.
Yeah.
So I like that you understand and codify it. And the point I was making to anybody listening is that he wasn't. We don't look for perfect. Troy's not looking for perfect.
No,
he's just looking for able. Trey Songz was able, and someone who wants to be better. Because if you want to be better, I can help. I can do that.
He looked at me as, you know, I don't. I want to know what you know. So I'm not going to sit here and question you in a way of combating you. I'm going to want to know, understand. So when he didn't understand, I didn't have a problem explaining it because I knew after I explained it, he was going to apply it.
Exactly. And I'm going to tell you something. And this goes back. I'm going to use Tehran as an example. 2014. By 2014, we already did Pour It Up. We already did We Can't Stop for Miley Cyrus. We had hits. We was good. We met Dr. Luke, and Dr. Luke treated Tehran like a student. Tehran is a hit songwriter.
Yeah, right.
And Tehran was like so excited. Like, no, Ray. Ray, I'm about to stop working with everybody. I only work with him. Because he's the only guy teaching me the science of hits.
Yes, science.
The science of it all. You are, as a musical scientist, you are showing the engineering of how to make a star.
Yeah.
If you have a problem with that, that has more to do with you. Matter of fact, more. That has everything to do with you. That's like me getting mad at the NBA because they only pick tall players. Well, shit, I could ball. Nigga, that's the world we live in. You want to create? Go create another league for niggas under 6 feet if you want to ball. But if you want to ball with us, this is how we play.
Yes.
And that's what I want people to understand. We're just trying to take you to the fucking stage. And we're praying that we take you to the stage and it works. Yes. And if it works, then we win and we can feed our family and now our kids and our wives and our family's like, oh, it was all worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's nothing worse than putting in that time and effort and everything in the artist and betting on them, thinking that they're going to go. And then they switch up on you. And now your mom is like, what happened to having such and such? I don't even bring them up.
That's the story of my life.
You meet that same 15, 16-year-old Trey Songz in summer 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And you go about it the same way. Do you think the results are the same?
No.
I was about to say to you, and I'm glad you asked that, but I was going to ask you, I don't know if how they broke Trey works in 2024. Because it's Trey, because I didn't know about Troy. That's the crazy part.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know about Troy. I knew I was working on Trey with Mike Caron and Aaron Bashir.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my window into Aaron Bashir and Mike Caron. That was my window into Trey Songz world. But the thing that I remember, like, they was worried, Just Gotta Make It came out. It wasn't doing what they wanted it to be. And then they was kind of like, we don't know what to do with him. Blah, blah, blah. And then I Don't Wanna Leave drops. And it changes everything.
No.
That's not what happened?
No.
Tell me what happened. I want to know.
No. First of all, okay. First and foremost, Gotta Go was 2 years after it was done. That music was 2 years old.
Mm.
In other words, let me break it down to you and as science.
Yep.
Gotta Go, you call it I Don't Want to Leave.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta Go was made when Kanye did You Don't Know My Name for Alicia Keys.
Yep.
As a producer, you know, I always test myself to see if I could do it. It's something that I like. I test myself just for fun to see if I can make a record like that and a beat like that. And
that's
so
how you challenge yourself. For everybody that understand, right, this, how you get better.
I listen to. I'm like, okay. So I found this sample. I'm like, ooh. We did that when that record was out.
Yeah.
It by the time Gotta Go came out, it was 2 years later. So everybody looked at me like, man, you dated. I tried to tell Mike. Gotta Make It had to.
Just Gotta Make It. Oh, God.
But it was 2 years after Kanye was doing it with Twista and da-da-da-da-da and speeding up the sample. Right. And so, right.
Mm-hmah. Yeah.
So, but it was 2 years later.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Her. Yes. So it looked like I was dated as a producer.
That was what, 2005.
Yes. And I'm like, the world doesn't know that. No, if it would have came out in real time of when I did it, it would have been a different. They was like, you got that boy sounding old. What they didn't know was Trey actually had an old soul.
Yeah.
So that record, that beat I had, I made, Trey was upstairs about to go. He was about to drive back to Virginia. And this is a thing that always happened. Anytime he was about to leave, something was going on and that makes them distracted. So he came downstairs and he was like, yo, I'm about to leave. And I had it planned. And he was like, all right, cool. He was like, what's that? Turn that up. Oh, man. Dang. I was like, what? He's like, I don't want to leave. I said, exactly how it went. But I got to go right now. I'm like, Hey,
hold on.
Put that down. That's before it. You leave. So you, he looked at me like, what? No, I'm serious. Yeah. Put that, what you just did, let's record it so you won't forget it. So we did that, and I'm like, man, you might as well just go ahead and do a verse. Because he freestyles.
Yeah.
That whole verse is a freestyle. It's calling my body, because he was going back to your girl. It's calling my soul, calling my mind. You know, the whole thing was a freestyle. Yeah. It was, he matter of fact, press record, and that's what he did first, because he rapped.
Yep.
People didn't know he's actually a very good rapper, but he did that. So his freestyle game is crazy. And I was like, okay, cool. So he leaves and I go and do the bridge. Bridges
are
my, that's my favorite.
Yeah.
Harmonies, bridges, changes is my favorite part. So I did that, called him over the phone and played it for him. So I was like, man, I got the bridge already. So I laid it down, did the demo. People don't know that I do sing. So laid it down. When he came back, he did the second verse and then he ad-libbed the bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's that intricacy, that's that of an artist. If I don't see that, now I'm not comparing it to Trey, but it's the interest in yourself.
Yes.
Not me, not to impress me. If I don't see it for you, for your own self, you can't be around me.
Obsession. You gotta have obsession with improvement.
I mean, I'm not talking about perfect. Perfect is not good.
Nope.
Perfect is not good. Nobody wants perfect. Nope. Perfect is whack. It's, first of all, you can't be perfect anyway.
None is perfect anyway. Yep.
Can't be perfect anyway. So there's the imperfection that reminds people that they're human.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't want to remind people that they're not human or that they're not, you know, imperfect. If you're trying to be perfect, you're constantly reminding people that they're not perfect.
Yes.
Nobody wants to be around a perfect, feeling like, oh, you do that all the time like that. I can never do that.
Relatable.
You know, fun.
Yeah.
So they need to see some type of thing. So perfect is not the goal.
Yeah.
I want to see, are you relatable?
Yes.
Can people relate to you? Can people go, yeah. So with Trey, the niggas, Trey, you know, he performed like a rapper. Got on my freaking nerves. Oh my gosh. I'm like, dude, you trying to be a sexy man. You performing like a rapper. Take the shirt off in 20 seconds. Dude, come on now. And the funny thing is, here's a funny thing, funny fact. Trey can actually dance, but he won't. You'll never see it.
Mm.
You'll never see it ever in life. You, of course, he's 39 now, so you definitely ain't seeing it. Yeah. But back then, he could actually dance, but yeah, he wasn't gonna do it because Chris Brown was doing it. So yeah, he wasn't gonna do it because
they both from VA.
Yes,
yeah.
Yeah, he was like, nah, Chris, do that. So it's like, you got to do something, nigga. You just moving across the stage back and forth like a rapper, dude. He wouldn't bend the knees. He wouldn't. He wouldn't do the R&B pelvic thrust. He wouldn't do nothing. I'm like, oh gosh, this nigga third shape shirt. Gosh, dude, Trey, you got to do something, which comes to the next of artist development. Mm-hmm. Because now you are a star. Now you do. They want to hear you. They want to see you. But now we got to keep growing. We got to get you media training because he had the Petersburg draw. You can't understand him. He gets on our interviews. It's like, oh, my gosh, we got dude. I ain't understand a word you said. And I know if I didn't understand you and I'd be around you, they're like, what did he say? So we had to get him that. We had to get him all kind of things. And then, remember, he was baggy clothes, ate straight to the back, putty-woo, tall, which means that he got good posture, which means he got broad shoulders, which means that he can wear the dopest clothes. Mm-hmm. And I was, you know, into fashion. And I'm like, Trey, dude, you could wear the stuff I wish I could. I'm short. Exactly. I'm stubby. I wish I could wear the clothes like that. And you don't want to wear them?
Yeah.
You didn't care.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, until ready. Ready is called ready because all through the whole time I would say, Trey, you ready to do this, man? Do you really want to do this? I don't know. I don't know if you're ready for this. That's got to make it. That's Trey Day. I knew he was ready when he said he's cutting the braids. When he said he's getting in the gym. When he asked for a stylist. What?
It clicked upstairs. It clicked.
Now it's go time.
Now you're ready. Now you're
ready. That's when he took off.
And Delonte created the cover, the album, you know, because he was in the gym. So now he wanted to show off his little physique. You know what I'm saying? And so he had the low cut and everything, but his face. His that ready. If you look at that ready cover, he looks ready. And the songs just, it took three transitions. You know, make an album and it changes because new songs come in. It took three transitions before we got to Boom, or what it is now. Mm. And I was going through a divorce at the time, so I was really, 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 really mentally, like, totally mentally broke down. Mm-hmm. But nobody knew it.
Yeah.
Because I had so many writers and producers around me, I couldn't let them see that. I had to stay focused, so I poured everything into Ready, from the song selection to the sequence to the millisecond of when the next song starts, everything. Oh, this is a fade. The next ones can't be a fade. The next one, boom, this one stops. We need the interlude. Boom, all of that. All because I was mentally on one side, personally, distraught.
Yeah.
So it was very important to make sure that these kids, producers, writers, artists, did not see me break.
Yeah, because you're the coach. If you,
and they
if you,
knew, if but they break, knew. They knew I would talk about
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
But when things got to get done, I don't want them to go, well, shoot, I remember. You trying to act like, boom, you folded. They don't have that memory because a lot of them don't even remember me going through the divorce. They was like, you was?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But to me, that's what leadership is about. Yes. I always tell it to my team. I'm like, you can't do this and then get mad when they do that.
Yes.
Like, you have to be dead. Like greatness is not dictated. Mm-hmm. Greatness is practiced.
Mm-hmm.
So I practice greatness. So now I tell everybody, I'm like, you want to work with me? I'm letting you know right now, it's a marathon.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, I'm not stopping my bus for you.
Nope.
I'm running every day. And you're going to run with me, pull up where I'm at, run with me, or I'm going to run away from you. But I'd be damned, I'm going to stop my life to focus on
you. I don't even know
you.
How to stop. I mean, like, if you can't keep up, okay, it's cool. I'm not judging you. But don't come back and ask me to catch you up.
So I got to ask you a question now. This is a Troy question. This is for you. I don't know if you ever talked about it, but I have to ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you feel like you could have played Troy's role differently when you had a superstar artist? Because you were a purist. You are a purist.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There's some production companies where the guy that you signed to wants to do nothing but be in the studio, like a Dr. Dre. You're like a Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Dre, then you have other CEOs who's all in the videos and everything else. You never did that.
No.
You never did that. But
I did it once. Because I wasn't the guy to make a video for 2 seconds.
But I was going
to
ask you, like, did you ever, but that was an inception.
Yes.
But I want to ask you, like, at the moment when Trey, because like I said, the weird part was that I was in the room with Atlantic every day and they never brought up Troy. I would only hear Troy name from Zeke.
Mm-hmm.
This is when Zeke was in the clutch.
Yes.
And Zeke was like, Trey's my guy because Troy, da da da. And I'm like, Troy, I keep hearing Troy, Troy. I kept hearing your name from, like, it was almost like they would say it and then they'd be like, yeah, you know, he signed to Troy. And I'm like, who the fuck is Troy? Why is that? And I'm saying that to say that you could have been the guy that's like out there in the buying cars for him, showing off, saying song book, but you didn't. You really were a purist. And I want to ask you, looking back at it, just looking back, would you have done anything differently? Because you're way more known now without having a star than you are when you had a star.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine if you had a star and you would probably be the president of the whole United States of America, because now people see you and now they connect the dots. And I was just curious, because you played it so quiet. You was just like, even when the deal was over, it was just kind of like, deal's over, but you know, him and Troy still cool, everything is good, everything. And I'm like, Troy guy, this must be a nigga that, I just like, he must not give a fuck.
No, I was an artist first.
Mm.
I was an artist signed to Motown.
Got you.
And Timmy Regis first signed me, and I made a whole album. And during the course of making that album, I started working with these kids. And 15 to 17. There was four of them, 15 to 17. While I was making my album, I supplied them with some songs as well. They came out before me. But when they came out, I was so geeked. I was so geeked to go to the record store. I'm a music enthusiast to the bone. If we're going out somewhere and you have a record collection, you're done. I'm not going nowhere. Yeah. I must see what's in your record collection. It's like something that just compels me. Like, you'll be like, nigga, we can look at that when we get back. No, nah. Because while I'm out, I'm gonna be wondering what's in that collection. So at this point, to go to the record store and open up a CD and see produced by Troy Taylor, written by Jammin' Lewis, LA and Face. Yo, that's all Gambling Huff. My name is on something? Whoa. So at that particular time, that group would later go on to be Boyz II Men. And that thrill, that feeling was so big. It was so much bigger than being an artist. I told Timmy, I don't want to do this. I don't want to do this. So I was okay and great with that decision. I told Gerald Busby at the time, I don't want to do this. He asked me if I was sure. I said, yes. I was so thrilled at that decision that I had no desire to want to be in the spotlight, because my personality, if I can't go nowhere and just be chill, I'm going to be annoyed. And I can be, like you said, yeah. I'm an a-hole.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with saying that. No, seriously. I know who I am.
Yeah.
Right.
And at the wrong times, I'm sarcastic. I'm going to be annoying. And with that personality, I know that if I was an artist and I go to the radio station and they say something slick, I'm saying something slick back. Yeah. I'm not going to, Troy, you can't do that. Now he's not going to play your record.
I don't give a fuck.
And I cursed back then. I don't curse now, right. But I cursed. So I was real with myself and I said no. So when all of that, going back to your question, when all that was going on, I was okay, because I just want to make stars. I don't care.
Yeah.
Be it star writers, be it star producers, be it star artists. I don't care about that. I want to see you naturally win, yeah, because you're so dope, and yeah, the world needs to see that. That's my passion.
Yeah, me too.
So if you out there, I'm happy. I don't care. Nobody knew, because you're right. A lot of people didn't know who I was, and I was like, but you know what? Also, to tell you this, back then, my battle, being transparent. I wasn't like Mr. Sir. You know who Mr. Sir is. Anyway, I wasn't like JD. I wasn't like Dre. I wasn't that type of person.
Mm.
I didn't have that type of personality.
Yeah.
I didn't go out. I didn't do strip clubs. I never smoked. I never drank. Never been drunk a day in my life. I don't know nothing about it. There's a certain posture in the music industry that, you know, comes with being a star producer, star artist, star writer, boom, and you go out and you celebrate and you partake.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. I didn't partake. So I got left out of a lot of things, because I was the guy who's going to be sober and remember everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to forget, and I'm going to tell you what you did. So I'm no fun.
Yeah.
And I knew that. So I was cool with that.
Yep.
But did I have a problem with people not knowing who I was back then? Yes. I wouldn't be lying if I didn't say, even though I didn't care, it still bothered me.
Because what happened was, it's like the same thing. Like, this game is all about sexy. And when artists get in, they start understanding that. So even with how, when Old Boy took him from Old Boy, like, all Trey went with was the sexier name that can get him in more doors. So you can't really be mad at him for that. But then if I'm the guy that left, I'm like, oh, that can't happen to me no more. Because you start understanding the power game. And the power is in the narrative, right? The narrative is this, that's who he signed to. The narrative was never, that's who made him.
Yeah.
Because if that was the narrative, then other people would say, could you make me?
Mm-hmm.
But they was able to minimize the roles of people because it was like, it was never once where they said, we're going to see what Troy thinks.
Mm-hmm.
Never. So yeah. It was like, okay, you know, you just, I'm just happy to be in the room to make records. But you start paying attention, and then I would see Sammy. Mm-hmm. I would see Kevin Ross, mm-hmm. these guys that were like, that were all calling you like their pops, like mm-hmm. this pops, this who made me. So I'm like, hold on. What the f-?
There's a certain care.
Yeah.
There's a certain level of care.
Yeah.
There's a certain level of care, a taboo. Remember, at the beginning of mm-hmm. this, I said I was always taboo. There's a certain level of care that I always had, yes. whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
Whether you want me to have it or not, I can't yeah. help it. I'm a dad, and going through that divorce, now divorce, being away from my son, because she's a great mom, mm-hmm. so it wasn't about that. He needed to stay with his mom. He needed to be in school. He needed to be around his friends. So I need to get to work. So I need to be here.
Mm-hmm.
But there were so many people that needed a father.
Yep.
A lot of them didn't have their dad in their life.
Yep.
And so because it's like, hey, man, pull your pants up. And I'm not talking about pull your pants up in a corny way.
No.
Because I understand the sag is, it's a little, you know, got a little swag to it. But you ain't sexy. That ain't sexy. That ain't cool. That's just sloppy.
Or it's off brand.
Yeah.
That's not the brand we're building.
Yeah. It's like,
dude, you're not a rapper. You're an R&B singer.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you're an R&B singer, then
come on, man.
Present you. Now you can be a street R&B singer, but yeah. you still yet no, got to be an R&B singer.
It's like, I get all that and cool because I listen to what you say you wanted to be. And I'm still looking at your lifestyle. And if it ain't adding up and you ain't consistent, I got to pull you back and say, hey, you said you wanted to do that. That ain't that. You said da da da, but that ain't that.
The mirror.
Yeah.
The mirror.
You said you wanted to do it. Or if I mm-hmm. said, I need you to go here, da 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 da. Why? See, you just messed up right there with the why.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not going to be Troy Taylor and say forget it, because that's what I want to say. So as time went on, the forget it was a little faster.
Yeah.
Because I don't got time for this.
Right.
And social media, you said forget it to me. They said forget it to you.
Yeah.
That's how that goes, in that order. Oh, you forget it? Oh, yeah, forget it.
Forget it then.
Because you look like forget it.
Yep.
You look like you, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
If you go somewhere with me, I need you to be on your toes. So here's the thing. I need to be able to speak to you from across the room without saying a word. We need to be that tight.
Yep. You, I always say, you need to trust me that much.
That much.
Mm-hmm. If you don't trust me, you should not be in business with
nope.
me. And I'm talking about, I ain't talking about like trust me, like knowing I'm gonna go to the store and I'm bringing change back trust. I'm not talking about that trust. I'm mm-mm. talking about sometimes I might tell you to jump in a way that makes you uncomfortable.
Yes.
But jump and then I'll explain to you later why I said it.
Right.
Because there's a reason. Mm-hmm. I would never enforce my ego on you or anything you have going just to get my nut off. That ain't the goal.
To
jump because I'm trying to get you to practice because someone's gonna tell you to jump.
Yes.
I just did a call today with my community and I'm not gonna say his name, but I was talking to the guys and I was like, I was telling everybody, I was like, yo, everybody give me a 5-minute pitch because y'all all can't be in business with me, but I can show you how to be in the business.
Mm-hmm.
So one guy starts going into like, yo, I'm this, I feel like I'm that. And Ray, if you sign me, I'm like Drake and J. Cole mix, da da, nothing like me. I'm like, let him go through his whole soliloquy. And I was mm-hmm. like, stop. You said you're J. Cole and Drake mixed? He mm-hmm. said, yeah. I said, give everyone on this call that verse. And he was like, I ain't ready. And I was like, by the way, It was cool because I said, that's why I call this practice.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm running through this with you. But your ass got to be ready
because yeah.
it's nothing that Troy can take you to the president. Troy can take you to the CEO of the music business. He runs Universal, Sony, everything. And he'll love Troy, but he ain't going to cut him a check
no.
for something that he doesn't believe in because mm-hmm. he knows that shit ain't going to work.
Yep.
Troy's going to be mad at me. And I'd much rather tell Troy no
mm-hmm.
and then bring me the next one. Then tell you yes for one that I don't believe in.
Mm-hmm.
That's it's like, bro, you got to be able to take that winning shit. So I got to ask you a question. Just mm-hmm. now, I want to have a little fun. Just
okay.
So, who are your top 5 vocalists, male?
Oh, male.
Male vocalists, and I'm gonna make it easier. I'm gonna say from 1990 to now.
Oh, 90? Okay.
90. I'm gonna go back 30 plus years.
I thought you were saying of all time.
I think it's unfair to compare Luther Vandross to R. Kelly, but you know, I mean, they brought something different to the table, and it was different eras. Like Kels could be cool. Luther Vandross had to be button. We weren't in control.
But Luther was in the 90s too, though.
Luther was in the 90s too.
He was, sure but was. He was in the 90s, but he
adult, came
in,
adult. He adult was adult, thing, and like, it was like R&B. It was Urban AC.
Yes,
Urban AC.
It was adult. It was like, you yeah. know, like Dance with My Father and, yeah. And excuse
yeah,
me,
that part of, yeah.
What's Your Name? Like, which great, fly. Great, yeah. great for him, but mm-hmm. I'm saying it would be unfair to compare him to Usher.
So the 90s, so the 90s.
I went from the 90s to today. Who is Troy's top five male vocalists from 5 to 1? That, and by the way, I'm asking you this for myself because you know, you understand vocals so good that I want to know who you think is that.
Okay, so not in this order because it can't I can't do it in this okay. order. But the 90s, right? Sean Stockman.
Boyz II Men, go ahead.
Ooh, see, I knew he was going to go somewhere I wasn't thinking about uh-huh. first.
Sean Stockman is his voice was like and remember I worked with him
yeah.
so
yeah.
when he was 16 I worked with him. His voice was water to me.
Sean Stockman. Okay.
Sean Stockman. So now we're talking about the 90s. Sean Stockman. Then I'm going to go to KC.
Haley, Jodeci.
Yep.
This man is saying solo artists out of groups. That's how you know he cares about vocals that much.
Because boom. And now JoJo was, his tone and texture married to KC. They're perfect match. However, I'm from the church. So KC.
KC, no question. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. So now, Whitney.
Houston?
Yes. There's only one Whitney.
No question.
There's only one Whitney. I don't even know why he said.
Oh, no. I thought you were just saying males. Yeah. But I know you
no. said. Oh, yeah. Right. Male. Yeah, oh, my bad. My.
Good job, good Rick. Catch. Good job, Kevin. Rick caught it. Let's go.
Good. Whitney's definitely on the list.
Yeah. You're good one. Good one. Okay. Coming back. Boom. Sean Stockman, KC. Think. Is this R&B?
R&B.
Okay, because I can go with gospel. Church. Yeah, I can go to church.
Yeah, I want to go to gospel.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Who else? One of my faves, Stokely.
Mint Condition.
They
no
said
question.
The third singer is somebody from a
I'm
group.
I'm sorry.
No. That's not sorry. Yeah. That's telling us you dig deeper.
Yes.
This
way
is
deeper.
This is, I hear his voice over their voice. Like, yeah. that's well,
they,
ill.
Yeah, Stokely was the singer.
Stokely was the singer, though, yeah. but still. So Stokely.
His tone and everything. So, and if you notice, most of it is his tone.
I was about to say, because everybody said has a distinct
tone. Right.
Every yeah. single one has a very distinct
so,
tone.
So, then I'm going to go with Mr. Sir.
Who? Sir?
Kels.
Oh, Kels. Okay.
I call him Mr. Sir.
Mr. Sir.
I always say Mr. Sir, and it's a little playful thing for people to figure out who I was talking about, but I just said it.
Kels.
But that's four. Undoubtedly, I understand. I get it.
We just talk about singing, though.
The personal. I get it. But vocally, don't you ever think that that man is a technician when it comes to vocals.
Okay.
That's a fact.
Okay. So four. I got okay, so many questions for you. I'm about to get into this. We got questions for
four. I got one more?
One more.
Okay. Now, this one is tricky because he transcended into the 90s as well.
Well, I'm telling you could be somebody from the 90s up until today.
Okay. Charlie Wilson.
Oh.
I'm not mad at that.
No okay. question.
I had to throw
and
him
from
in
another group.
And, for, yeah. and by the way, another group.
Another group. Gap band.
Hold on. Listen. Now I got to get to the question. Hold on. You mean what? To because I want to respect
mm-hmm.
your journey mm-hmm. through your mind of mm-hmm. picking up. You mean to tell me, and by the way, I fuck with Sean Stockman.
Yeah, yeah.
But you mean to tell me he sings better than Wanye?
No, it's not that sing better. It's definitely not singing. It's not.
That's what I'm trying to get to. Like, what
makes you
pick
him? It's not about singing better. It's not about singing better.
He said his voice is like water.
Now, of course, Wanye is an amazing singer, and I work with his sons.
Yes.
So, yeah, and they are my goodness yeah. gracious. But yes, I was particular. You are dope, yes, but you move me.
Mm. So you went with who gave you goosebumps? Who gave you the shit you couldn't control?
Yes. Like, ooh, dang, his tone just, woo, and. Yes, and so definitely that because I'm intricate. Remember, I'm super super deep into this, so I can break it on down why. And
that's what I wanted to know.
Yes, I can break it down why, and that doesn't negate like I said, JoJo. Mm-hmm. That doesn't negate Wanye.
Yeah.
No, not at all. Yeah. No. But who moves me?
Because I was going to ask you, because you know, most people, when they talk about Boys Men, they speak about Wanye.
Yes, because he takes it home.
He takes it home. But and that's he's why I was a beast. Asking. Now, what you about to make me do is go listen to Boys and Men records to hear Sean, because I want to hear it now.
Man, on the first album I did, Your Love and Little Things, at that age, he was 16. I gave him that record, Little Things, for himself to do by himself. He did the lead by himself.
Yeah.
That, you know what I mean? They did the backgrounds and everything, but Sean sang that song by himself because it's his tone.
Yeah.
And the tone just did something to me. So it's more so tonality than who's the better singer.
That's why I asked you that, because I knew you wouldn't go who's the better singer.
Yeah.
Now give me your five females, 90s to today.
Okay, so Whitney.
No question.
Okay. It's like, no not question. Okay. Yeah. Whitney, definitely. I'm going to say Mary J. I'll tell you why. Because it's not about how dope or whatever.
It's that tone.
It's that tone.
Yep.
And Mary represents imperfectness. Perfectly imperfect. That's what Mary represents.
Believable,
to me.
Believable, perfectly imperfect. But, like, and but the most important thing is I believe
you. And when you sing those words, those lyrics of sadness, put that sadness in your tone. A lot of people, they're so dope. They sing about being sad. They're like, nigga, I can't tell you it's sad. Yep. I want to feel something. Like, I don't believe you. But you ain't like that? No, I did like it. That's the problem. I don't want to like it because of what you said. You said she broke my heart and you do it a run? No, you can't do a run on She Broke My Heart. What do you mean? That's good. Yeah. I don't want to hear good. I want to hear crackle. I want to hear crackling in your voice. You know what I mean? So, okay. So
Whitney,
Mary J. See, this is tricky too, because Aretha Franklin was in the 90s too.
A rose still a rose.
Okay. Whitney, Mary, Lauryn Hill.
I was with, because she's on the Rose to the Rose. I was like, you got somebody on the song you can take from, though.
Mm-hmm. You know, when you heard that voice, Lauren, tone, you know exactly who it is. Whitney, same thing. Mary, same thing. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go. 90s. Ooh, 90s. Ah.
To 2024.
Okay. Who moves me? This is about who moves me. You? This is not who sings better than who. This is not that. Jasmine Sullivan.
No question.
Jasmine Sullivan is...
Man.
No question.
And then I'm going to have to go here and say Brandy.
I knew he was coming Brandy. You got to come Brandy there for Jasmine, right?
For me, after Anita Baker, the greatest tone that I've ever heard from a female.
Brandy,
no,
Mary.
No, five. That's five.
That's five.
Brandy, Mary, Whitney.
I said Brandy, Mary, Jasmine Sullivan, Whitney, and Lauryn Hill.
So now I'm going to ask you, can you give me five vocalists that you have yet to get in the room with? That's a lie, obviously.
They died.
That's a lie, obviously. Everybody will wear Prince, but I'm like, he's gone. But it's like, that's alive now that you like, here's five artists that I think needs, or I might even need, but I think the world needs a Troy Taylor and this artist combination. It might come from the show. Like, we've been putting people together, so.
Yeah. That goes under the auspices of who I would like to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay. I would like to work with, see, y'all gonna judge me.
No, we're not. It's so interesting to me because you just gave us this whole professor. Who?
I would like to work with Coy.
Leray?
Yep.
Of course. I love Coy Leray.
That'd be dope.
I believe there's something in there.
Me too.
Sway Lee.
Ooh.
He's actually my top. And people who know me know how I feel about Sway Lee. Because there's a tone. Man, that tone.
Yeah.
That tone. It's something there. It's like...
He ain't tapped into it yet.
Every time he does, it's like freaking diamond, double diamond, the record with Friends, 2 billion streams records
that he makes when he gets in his bag. Mm-hmm.
There's a tone in there that is like he playfully does it, and I'm talking about I don't got no type bad thing. That tone to this day, when I hear it, it's like that tone gets me. It's like it's something in there that I got to get to it. Okay. So I said Coy, I said Sway Lee, who else? I know that if I get a chance to work with Summer, yes. I know she has a personality. I know she's her own person and all that. And I'm not talking about transferring her into anybody differently, but there's some other stuff she ain't using.
Yeah, I agree.
Ooh, there's some things
she,
in there.
If she allowed herself to get produced, she's one producer away from being what Mary was and owning the culture.
Yes.
Because she's the only one out of all of the girls that has that toxicity in her, that has that unafraid to say, yeah, I got fucked up. Mm-hmm. And that's powerful. Vulnerable. Yes. She's the most vulnerable woman.
I want to.
Because we don't know her. We don't know Jasmine. We know what they, but we know when she going through something. So you and Summer would be great.
I think I want to do that. I would say Jasmine, but Jasmine's good. That would just be for kicks and giggles and just being sitting there being a student.
Yep.
But so I said, who else? I said Koi. I said Swaley. I said Summer. Okay. That's three, right?
Yep.
Okay. Dang. Bryson Tiller. Because Bryson can actually, and I don't say actually in a diss, but I know that he doesn't allow people to hear what he really can do.
Yeah.
Like, this album he just put out is the most singy I've heard him since 2011.
Yeah.
And I'm happy because he's finally letting people hear he can sing.
But to me, Bryson Tiller falls under that category of stars that don't care.
Yes.
So the fans don't invest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We'll take when you give us a new record, we'll be into it, but we're not invested in you because you don't come often enough, and he don't care. He's good.
I love Bryson, and I know he can really sing for real. And he don't care to do it. And it's it's not a bad thing, but it's like, dude, I really want to get you to sing. Like, so that's four, right? I got to get a good one. There's a good one. Hold up. There's a good one.
Prison of Mind.
I got it.
You got it?
Finally got a chance to work with Chris Brown, so he's off the list.
Okay.
I finally got a chance to work with Neo, so he's off the list.
Okay.
One more. So many people.
I like where you're going with it, though, because you're picking personalities and voices.
Mm-hmm.
You're not chasing. It's like, I know what I can do as a producer with that voice. Mm-hmm. That's what I like. That's why I'm cool with you taking your time, because it's really.
Who else? I worked with Janae when she was a kid. She's good. I love Janae. She's still doing what she does. She knows who she is. And she's called me a couple of times too to work with her, only because she remembered how hard I was on her when she was younger. I did work with Tyla. She has a beautiful voice.
Man.
Let's see. One more. Giveon. There's other tones that Giveon has that he's not using them.
Yeah, and I think his tone, he got lucky with a couple of songs, but I think that they haven't cracked the code on who he is yet.
Yeah,
with his voice, because it's so unique, and that's not an A&R thing. That's a producer. That's an A&R putting you in the room with different producers, saying, "Troy, try to play with his voice. Like, take him out of his comfort zone."
Now, on that note, going back to our beginning of our conversation about artist development, let me bring it back.
Yep.
When I said major labels don't do it anymore, Now let's talk about the ones that actually do. Mm-hmm. Zeke, you mentioned him earlier. Mm-hmm.
My brother, shout out to Zeke.
President of Epic Records, who is an accomplished writer.
Songwriter.
And singer.
Yep.
He knows he signed Giveon without the millions of followers and the TikToks. He signed him off of the ability. He saw it. He took a chance. And he poured in what labels used to do. He did it. He did that with Tyla. Tyla didn't have a lot of followers. No one even knew who she was.
Yeah.
But he went to Africa and saw her, and I don't know how it happened.
Yeah. No, we was involved.
Actually, Colin.
We was involved.
And Brandy.
He flew Teron and Tricky and all everybody to Africa for like 2 or 3 weeks, South Africa to work with
Tyla. Because he saw it.
But you know, it's something important to say. He understood, as A&Rs, they got to understand how to make the creatives invested.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't call Troy and say, I got this artist from South Africa. I think she's going to be a superstar. I'm going to send her to your house. That's not how you inspire. You say, I got this artist from South Africa. I want to fly you to South Africa. Mm-hmm. Nigga, you're going to get the best out of me.
Yes.
And that's what he understands.
Yes.
You got to give the environment, you got to give creatives an inspiring environment mm-hmm. for them to create. Because yes. if you don't, they don't, like, it's just like, oh, okay, this can't be that important. But mm-hmm. when you're making a record in Africa, you understand the weight of it. Getting off the mm-hmm. plane, talking to the people. You understand the weight yeah. of what you're doing when you press play.
So, yeah.
yeah.
He did it. He did it, and he's doing it now. So there are major labels that are doing it, and I take my hat off to them, because especially Zeke, because he's from a different era though. He's from my era.
Yeah.
And you know, he's been under David Foster, so he's from a whole different mindset. He understands what a good record is, what a good vocal is, what a good verse is, what a good hook is, what a good, you know, beat is, and you know, chords, and he can articulate, you know, you don't see that much.
I want to ask you a question. This is my last question mm-hmm. of the day. I gotta ask you this. You just took over a label.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to say a name because I don't put you in a position because mm-hmm. I'm friends with a lot of people and I don't think I'm disrespectful.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I'm asking you, you just got put in position to be president or CEO of a major label. I'm asking you, it's a two-part question. I mm-hmm. know the first answer, but I got to ask you for the listeners.
Uh-huh.
Are you going to implement artist development?
That's step one.
Mandatory.
I already knew that. That's why I asked you that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Step one.
Now, the second question mm-hmm. is, what are you going to do?
Take away all the people that had no business being signed in the first place.
So dropping artists.
Dropping, because how did you get signed? My man, you know, and so, oh, really? Yeah, because he got a under the table.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's got a kickback. Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? Okay, so did you want to do this? I mean, it's cool.
Word? Okay. Word? Okay.
I mean, they gave me the bag.
So you sending all of the artists that are not worthy home?
I'm sending them home.
Okay,
hey,
so what are we doing with the artists that are worthy?
Now I'll do what Oh Boy did with Mary.
Like bring them around, like kind of get into their lives.
Find out where you are. Did you sitting, waiting, did it break you down? Do you still have the passion for it? If you don't, it's understandable, but you got to go because there's a line. Look at the line.
Yep.
There's a whole line from here to California. Literally.
Mm-hmm.
Literally. Can you imagine that? Standing to get in this position that you're in. If you're not going to take it and use it and be what it deserves, then okay, it's understandable. I'm not saying you're whack. I'm not saying you're corny. I'm not saying whatever, but just give somebody else a chance until you're ready.
You're not here. You're not ready for this game. And yes. I'm not bullshitting.
Yes.
But I put something out, my name on it. I don't give a fuck if it's you. Yes. I ain't your A&R. It's my name. They going to say, Troy mm-hmm. Greenlit, that I'm doing it.
And I have gone to labels to say, you know good and well I can help you with this. You know good and well I can tell you, dope, but not ready. 6 more months. Yo, I know you're not paying attention to this one. You need to put them.
Yep.
I don't care. You're focusing on the wrong ones.
Yep.
And this ain't about me being a star. I love this game. I don't want to see people who don't A, care, who ain't excited to be here, and who ain't ready to really do what it takes. I don't want to see that because I know too many people that are.
And not only that, it's if we allow someone to half-ass the process and still get to the top, we've just told everybody at the bottom, all you gotta do is half-ass.
Mm-hmm. But that's what's happening now.
I agree. That's why I asked you. You run the label.
That's what's happening now.
You want to do like Joe Clark, get them all.
But what happens is, with this question that you asked me, what does end up happening is, if I get that position, you know what they expect me to do?
Sit in the office?
No. They expect me to go get the artist that they spent the most money, and we need our money back. We're in the red. But they ain't had no business being signed.
In the first place.
That's somebody else's decision.
Don't do that to me. Let me come in and do what I do. And until it's done, until I miss. Let me go until I miss. So yeah, I that's what I'm doing first.
Well, I'm gonna say this. Now I appreciate you. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Now you inspire the fuck out of me.
I appreciate that.
And I know
thank
I inspire
you.
People, but you inspire because you own a room. You own a space. That's hard.
Mm.
Like I understand the ecosystem. Mm-hmm. I understand writing, producing songs, art. I understand that, but there's not a place that I can own. You own a place, and you just taught me a whole bunch of shit.
Wow.
So I feel like, no, I'm being honest because—
Thank you.
Because that falling off the tone and then how you found Trey is like, that shit need to be a movie. because there are millions and millions of artists out there who feel like you're sleeping, I'm sleeping, you're sleeping, mm-hmm. everyone's sleeping on them, but they don't know. They're sleeping on themselves because they ain't woke up and figured out what the fuck is wrong.
Sheesh.
And my thing is I want every artist to understand, if you're not winning, it's not no one, it's not the gang's fault. It is all your fault. You know why I know it? Because you don't need a studio no more. You can just sing acapellas, rap acapellas, and make that go viral. And now people, they're going to find you.
Yeah, they're going to find you.
You're just lazy and you really want someone to pick you so you can say, look, I made it.
But that's don't work like that why before. Going back to the conversation, you know, I really going back to the original conversation. We're not waiting for a label to hire a boutique label to do. You know what to do. Get do back it. On it. Bring back what we know is it works. Mm-hmm. Do it because I don't care if that's not your artist. Do it anyway.
Do it because it's the right thing to do.
It's the right thing to do.
That's why.
And
I'm
you
at.
Got the position. Why not?
That's why I'm at. That's why this whole building is.
Dude, it's a gift, bro. This is a gift. And what that person didn't do to bless you, God's replacing it with something that even you ain't even thinking about. Mm-hmm.
But you got to do it. But God, you, I would say, I always, boy, I'm
he's
glad you
expecting
said that.
You
that's
to.
The last thing I'm gonna say, I gotta say that because it's true. God is waiting for you to show you want it, so He can then send. Line it up for you. It's not gonna come unless you come. Like, dog, I had to do so many things to get here, and I'm willing to do it, and I'm gonna do it, and I'm developing myself. Mm-hmm. That's why when I see Troy, and Troy tells me stand up straight, I do it.
That's right.
You know why?
That's what because we do for each other. And you gonna do the same thing to me?
I already know.
As soon as you see something.
Yeah, but that's what we supposed to do. But that's my point. We are here. How long you been in this game?
34 years.
34 years. I'm on 19 years. Mm-hmm. We've been here over two decades, mm-hmm. basically. We've been here. Mm-hmm. My nigga, you don't think we love it here. Look at his sneakers. What nigga you know been in any game 35 years that wears fresh sneakers like that? That's the whole point of what we do, nigga. We cool.
Yeah, yeah.
Nigga, we are literally, if there was a classroom, and I know I got to rap, I already got, but if there was a classroom that we all sat, our 16-year-old version mm-hmm. of ourselves sat in. I tell some of my friends, some of y'all gonna be looking at y'allself like, nigga, you ain't even wanna try.
Yeah.
Look at him, look at Ray. Why you ain't doing Ray was doing? Right. Not being honest with you, nigga, you don't wanna try.
Yeah.
I'm making the 16-year-old version of myself proud. Mm-hmm. And I know that he was like, go for it, don't be afraid, and ask questions when you don't know the answers. And I'm still doing that, and I'm never giving up for that because I love it here and I wanna leave it better than I came. Cause this is about legacy now. Mm-hmm. We already got the hits, but now it's like how, and I want my legacy to be greater, but it can't be great if all these whack ass people keep walking in saying, man, if you just gave me a chance, nigga, nobody gave me a chance. Nobody bought that sign. Nobody bought this couch.
You gotta
I did this. I pushed it from the ground.
You gotta make people want to say, hey, 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 what you do? Do you have the ability to walk into a room and make people go, what you do?
Mm-hmm.
And now you ain't, I didn't say be loud. I didn't say come in singing. I didn't say, you know, stand out. I just said, do you have the, what you do?
Mm-hmm.
That's why I applaud Kevin Wales.
Yep.
He's still doing it. You got Young Jen. You got the City Limits. He's still pouring into the talent of today like he did back in the day. And he's doing it because he can't help it. I know he can't help it. That's why I said Zeke can't help it. They can't help it. And I have to do this. Because I'm working with this kid. I'm working with this kid, Papa J.
Yep. I'm watching it. I love the content you put out with him where y'all was in the studio. I love that content.
Me and his dad is, my gosh, the kid is amazing. And so I'm having so much fun. Because you know what? I'll ask that kid, what you want to do? He has a whole plan. Yo, listen to this song right here.
Wait, Jack, let's get Papa J. Artist Spotlight.
Please do.
Because I want to show
please do.
The difference when someone's being developed.
Please do. Please. He is the perfect person. That kid?
I want him. I want to put him on the show. Because I like, dog, when you're from nothing, the only thing you should be trying to figure out, if you're poor right now, if you're from nothing, the only thing you should be trying to figure out right now is what the winners are doing.
That kid is, yo, I'm telling you, my 34 years means absolutely nothing if I can't get in a room and say what you want to do and you have an answer for me. This kid, look up, listen to, yo, Troy, I want to play you something. You see the kick in that? All right. the kick in that one, and then hear the snare on that one. Yeah. So I want to take the chords from this, and then because people are looking at me and they're watching me work with him, but they have no clue of how we work. Mm. They don't understand. I'm just like, what you want to do? I want to, no, that's too, make it faster. And then I want the hi-hats to be like, hey, come over here and do it yourself. Because
exactly.
You, how you want the kick? If you can't do it, like give me, you know. And he will put this whole thing together. And me and his dad just be sitting there, boom, because, you know, his dad raised him to be that way. And so the excitement to watch this 16-year-old kid and not only tell me what he wants, but is that right?
Exactly.
Is that right?
KG, I will finish filming and walk over to my KG and be like, how did I do? Right now.
Yeah.
Nigga, I could easily be like, I'm the motherfucking, no. I want to be great. No.
Is that good? Is that good? Do you like it? No. Fine to me. Man, come on, Troy. Mm-hmm. Don't. Hey, man. Don't be having me sounding whack. You know I can't do that. But he is that. This is so many people. Shay, Jennifer. There's Devin Culture that I work with. These artists I've been
Devin
developed.
Devin Culture is fire.
Mr. Holly.
He's fire.
Mr. Holly helped develop Devin when he was younger. And he, there's a time, you know, he is fire. He's falsetto. He's falsetto in the essence of falsetto.
And I like, and that's what, but he's a great example. I didn't know he was your artist.
Yeah.
He's somebody who I see from time to time. And I always say, who the fuck this kid can sing?
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
It's timing.
It's not hard, guys.
It's timing.
You just gotta, I think artists are just afraid of failing. And I'm gonna say this to artists. I'm gonna just say this. If you are trying to do something and anyone that laughs at you, if you are worried about getting laughed at, I'm here to tell you, don't worry about that. Here's why. Because no one who actually has tried will ever laugh.
Exactly.
No one who's tried
will
ever
laugh. They know what it looks like.
They know what it looks like to try. Right. They'll actually come help you.
Yo, you know what's that funny?
The only people that laugh are the people who never tried.
Yep.
That's why they're laughing at you.
That's social media.
And that's social media. Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. But that's why I tell artists, well, nobody's looking. Who cares? Don't worry about that. Your job is to, something will happen along the way as long as you walk on a path. But I know one thing, if we stay still, nothing is going to happen.
Yep.
So on that note, shout out to our sponsors. I could do this shit.
Yeah,
I'm trying to tell y'all. I love this shit so much.
We have not covered a lot.
We have to do a part two because it's not that.
Yeah, we haven't covered a lot.
We got to do a part two.
We could go two hours.
I got an idea. What you say you tell artists? What's that term you said? I call mine listen and do. Listen and do?
Mm-hmm.
We should do, I don't know how we do it. I'm going to leave it to Jack and KG. I figure out, and Aaron, but we should do a listen and do.
Learn and apply.
Learn and apply.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking just Troy and Ray on a stage.
Yep.
Every artist invited. Matter of fact, we ain't going to even charge. Fuck that. We'll get a
sponsor.
That would
be beautiful.
We will get a sponsor. We'll figure out how to cover it. But I want to bring in, I want artists to come in the room because my mission and our mission is the same. It's to help save lives. Mm-hmm. As much as we want to make stars, one star changes an entire world.
Yes.
Of lives. So we understand the power of one star, right? But we should do learn and apply. And
Listen and do before they even get to learn. They gotta listen first.
That's what I'm saying. But like, I'll do it here. Like, I'm just saying, I want it because you are so valuable, and I feel like we gotta bring this to the people.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I kept telling you. That's why we've done that. Every time I see you, when I saw you at Aaron, I say, bro, what I want to do with you is bigger than just sitting on the couch because. Nigga, we an hour and 30 something in, and I'm like, nigga, I feel like we just got started. I got like another 3 hours.
There's a whole lot to talk about.
Because I tell artists, I'm like, we're speaking on kindergarten level, but I can talk on college level.
Man, we didn't make it to college.
We didn't make it to third grade. We didn't even make it far. So
I'm
going to figure out what that is. Shout out to our sponsors. Shout out to Tote and Carry. Shout out to Yoko Vaca. And shout out to Two Laws Distribution. By the way, if you're not putting your music out, whatever you put out, you should put out the Two Laws. Let me set you up with an account there. Mm-hmm. They also help with funding.
Okay.
But I can get you favorite within there. But let me help you out. And shout out to Two Laws. And shout out to you for watching. Like, share, subscribe. We appreciate it. I promise y'all, this is not the last time. This is the first time in a long time I'm on the couch and I'm like, nigga, I got like 8 more hours worth of shit I gotta go through with you. So we're gonna figure out a way to do something. It's gonna call Listen and Do. That's the whole point. All you gotta do is come listen, and when you leave, go do.
And
what's harder than that?
And then you will learn.
And then you
and get and a apply. Chance to apply.
And this is the God Show, Artist Spotlight, and we are out.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.